Two different economic challenges to examine today, one in poorer countries, another in one of the richest. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's the dream of parents that their children will grow up to have more prosperous lives than they did. But a new report from the World Bank finds that is not happening in much of the developing world, where upward mobility has stalled. For 30 years, upward mobility has stalled. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Researchers from the World Bank looked at two kinds of upward mobility, absolute,
which is a simple question of, are you doing better than your parents?
And, says World Bank economist Ambar Narayan, relative mobility,
which is whether your position or your rank in society, how dependent is that on your parents' rank?
In other words, can people born into poverty rise above their circumstances? On both measures, he says progress in the developing world has been stuck for three decades. Climbing the socioeconomic ladder is generally easier in higher-income countries. The report looks at the chances of someone reaching the highest levels of education if their parents were at the bottom. Anna Ravenga is with the Brookings Institution.
The U.S. ranks smack in the middle of all these 140 countries. For a country that's among the richest in the world, that is not a very good performance.
Gender gaps are closing, and the report predicts soon it will be more common globally for girls to earn more education than their parents than it is for boys. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Now, in the U.S., it's gotten to the point that even big companies with big human resources departments are taking forever to fill open positions. Now, this says something about the state of the U.S. economy and technology, as we're about to learn from economist Diane Swonk at the accounting and consulting firm Grant Thornton. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
So, interesting data here. It's taken a while to fill positions at companies.
Yes. What's most interesting from sort of the JOLTS data, the jobs data that just came out, and job listings, a friend of mine, Steve Davis at the University of Chicago, found that firms in general are taking much longer to fill jobs than they once did. But most notably, large firms, they're spending a very long time searching for just that perfect individual.
Even with all this online job search technology that we're using through our computers?
That actually may be making it more difficult. The search process and the interview process, the whole, has gotten very twisted a bit by the fact that we use it all with electronics now. People look for the perfect candidate to come in on a checklist through algorithms, and then they get to the point of trying to reach out and find those candidates, and it's taking a very, very long time.
All right. So perhaps some adjustment of what's out there versus expectations might be in order. But it certainly says something about the state of the economy here in May of 2018.
It certainly does. The fact that companies can't just pick anyone off the street to hire means it's much harder to find the best worker to fill those positions. So we are actually in a tighter labor market.
The Grant Thornton Chief Economist, Diane Swonk. Thank you.
Thank you.
At last check, about a quarter of children who go to school on military bases, U.S. military bases, are eligible for free school meals. This is a gauge of poverty in military families. Today, a report on how government rules make this worse. As Peggy Lowe from station KCUR reports, some argue changes to the next federal farm bill are in order.
Amy Trakowski is a U.S. Army veteran and well remembers her active duty service at a Missouri base back in 2000. Her salary was low as a young enlisted soldier, but she made too much to qualify for food stamps, so she had to go to the food bank.
It was humiliating. I mean, you're serving and you've got your children, and most of the time you have to take your children with you because you have no child care, because that's too expensive.
Trakowski never went to the food bank in uniform, she says, because she was too embarrassed. She says it would have really helped if she could get federal SNAP benefits. That stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Many active duty military can't get SNAP benefits because the government counts a soldier's housing allowance as income, pushing them above the eligibility line.
I just didn't think that it was right that they would both be, you know, serving their country and having to scrape by.
Greg Duquet is a retired U.S. Marine Corps colonel who saw firsthand the struggles of those under his command, particularly lower-ranking enlisted service members with kids who live off base. A Marine Corps private, for instance, makes about $1,900 a month.
Hey, Ms. Iris.
Iris Arnold runs the Leavenworth Mission Food Pantry. The food bank is just a couple miles down the road from Fort Leavenworth, a U.S. military installation in eastern Kansas. Arnold says there's lots of need in this town of 36,000.
I have a list of food pantries, and there's about 14 on that list. But that doesn't include several of them that are just open once a month, just the pop-up locations. Yeah, just in Leavenworth alone, yes, there are 14 food pantries.
The Every 4 Years Farm Bill is up again this year. Nutrition programs accounted for about 80% of the last version. That totaled about $490 billion. In Leavenworth, Kansas, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.
And the self-driving taxi market is in its infancy, so there's no way to pick winners. But we can try, says financial heavyweight UBS. The investment bank is predicting that Google will own 60% of the driverless taxi market by the year 2030. This refers to Waymo, owned by Google's parent Alphabet. Daimler and GM are competing. And as we're also reporting today, Uber is now trying for a flying car service within 5 years. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.